With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran concluded after some 3 hours today, mediated by Oman. We get an update from correspondent Haya Panjawi.
The U.S. and Iran held their second round of talks about Iran's nuclear program in Geneva, as Iran said it'll close the Strait of Hormuz for several hours. That's for live-fire military exercises as the U.S. ramps up its military forces in the region. This is the first time that Iran has closed parts of the strait, an essential international waterway, since the U.S. began threatening Iran with military action. Iran previously held a live-fire drill in the Strait of Hormuz several weeks ago, but it didn't announce closures. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, an American ice skating star is speaking out after his shocking and costly stumble in the Winter Olympic Games.
Ilya Malinin has shared a video that shows his Olympic highs and a painful low, and he says more is coming. On Monday, the U.S. figure skating star posted the clip and hinted at a, quote, version of the story, end quote, coming on Saturday. Malinin helped the U.S. win team gold, then stumbled in the individual short program and ended up eighth. He says Olympic pressure and online hate have weighed on him. He described negative thoughts and past trauma during his skate. He later congratulated surprise champion Mikhail Shaidorov of Kazakhstan. I'm Gethin Coolball.
U.S. bobsledder Elena Myers Taylor has become the oldest woman to win an individual Winter Games gold. The 41-year-old walked away today with a monobob title at the Milan Cortina Games. She also tied the U.S. record for Winter Olympic medals by a woman in the process. The Reverend Jesse Jackson has passed away. In a social media post, President Trump remembered Jackson as a force of nature. He was 84. This is SRN News. The Church of England steps back from the brink.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th-century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt-a-Statue program launched back in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it is on display at FNM, that's an Italian transport company. The program recruits donors to fund restoration of a statue under a loan agreement. This is SRN News. The late actor Robert Duvall is remembered for three films in which he played convincing Christian characters.
Duvall won his Academy Award for Best Actor in the 1983 film Tender Mercies, portraying the redemptive journey of a recovering alcoholic country singer, Max Ledge, including a scene of his character's baptism. According to Focus on the Family, Charles Colson named Tender Mercies his 12th film on the list of top 50 every Christian should see. Duvall also played a darker, sinful, charismatic Pentecostal preacher in The Apostle. Of Euless Sonny Dewey, Duvall said, "I don't necessarily agree with the character, but yet I had to portray him accurately and broadly." In 2003, Duvall played Robert E. Lee in Gods and Generals. Christian reviewer Ted Baer praised the Civil War epic, saying, "Prayers are sincere and heartfelt. References to Scripture are constantly invoked." Robert Duvall passed away Sunday peacefully at his Virginia home at age 95. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at SRNNews.com.